Hello, welcome back to Accent of King. This is your host, King, as always, with the accent still. And I am here to tell you how to live your life. Now, turns out a lot of young people have been listening to me, which I appreciate very much. And now the questions I'm getting are becoming very interesting. And so today, the question that I have, I won't disclose any information here for security purposes. But the individual wants to know how he can attract the opposite sex. He's getting to that time in his life when he's thinking of, you know, looking good so that he can attract some ladies, which I love to hear. I still remember a part of my life when I was just like him. It was actually quite difficult for me because I had not learned most of these principles. They came to me a little bit after that, after I had gotten more acquainted with reading books. But I am here to help you. Now, this question is actually answered by some of the previous episodes I did, but unfortunately he had not gotten to listen to those, so it's still fine. I don't mind repeating myself because I love you guys so much and I can do anything. I can do anything for you guys, of course. So, how do I attract the opposite sex? Because because I'm mature now, I'm going to kind of broaden it a little bit more and just, you know, answer the question, how do I attract people in general? I mean, it's the same whether you're trying to attract people of the opposite sex, or you're trying to attract some, you're trying to attract a job, or you're trying to attract a certain office, a certain position at work. It's pretty much the same thing. The answer to that is you have to add value to yourself one way or the other. You have to add value to yourself. So you have to add something to what you were born as. And I'm not saying this to say that you were not born enough. Of course you were born enough. But everyone was born enough just as much as you were. And so if you don't add anything to the way you were born, you're just like everybody else. And you don't want to be like everybody else. You want to be unique. You were born with uniqueness. And part of that uniqueness is how you add. How you add things to yourself, how you polish what you already are. People polish themselves in very different ways. I mean, people cry the same when they're born, but they speak differently, of course, because they have different ways of expressing themselves, right? And some of this is because they were born that way. Some of it is because they accrued some knowledge, they listened to stuff, they read some stuff. What I'm trying to say is you need to add value to yourself. And some people, they don't even know they already have value. And all they need to do is just find the value they already have and manifest it. And that's pretty much it. And then after that, they can then work on adding more value to the already realized value. But if you want to attract people of the opposite sex, or you want to attract anything at all, you have to express the fact that you're different. And you are better than any other thing that could attract that person, or that could attract that thing. If it's a lady, you want to show her that there is no one that's worthy of being, there's no one that's worthy of a date but you. And how do you do that? Well, you gotta dress better than the guys around. How you gotta know more than the guys around you. You gotta be more intelligent. You gotta be more good looking. You gotta smell better and things like those. And then when you put that into practice, you become the person that gets all the ladies. That's pretty much it. And I've said this before, and I want to repeat the fact that I am not saying that you were not born enough, or I'm not trivializing the nature of man. I'm just saying that the nature of man is so good and so complicated such that it allows for you to add to yourself in a very unique way. And you shouldn't stop adding to yourself just because you're born enough. Because being born enough includes that ability of adding. So go ahead and add, okay? And you'll become the best candidate. Now, I don't really like talking about issues of sexual attraction, because a lot of people find satisfaction in life from things like those, and I don't think that that's healthy. So you shouldn't find all the satisfaction in your life from the fact that a lady likes you. That's not our goal here. But when you need help with something, I'll let you know. I'll help you as much as I can. And I hope I've just done. If you have any other questions, as always, you can always send them to me in my email, in my inbox. I'm always available for that, and I'll make sure I answer them for you in the next episode at Accent of King. Again, my name is King. Until I see you next time, stay kingly.